the Trump administration gave a key approval to a milestone oil development. It's called the Liberty Project, and it would be the first oil production project in federal Arctic waters. It's being developed by Hillcorp, a Texas-based oil company. But as the Arctic warms, Hillcorp is already having to tweak its proposal to accommodate climate change, and future companies looking to drill offshore in the Arctic may have additional changes to plan for. Ravenna Koenig of Alaska's Energy Desk has the story.
To get at the oil, Hillcorp is planning to build a gravel island about 5 miles from shore in the shallow waters of the Beaufort Sea and drill from there. In order to build that gravel island, the company plans to use landfast sea ice, the ice that attaches to the coast each winter. They would drive on top of it and dump the gravel through holes in the ice. Shallow nearshore operations have used sea ice in that way before.
When it's in place and when it's stable, it makes actually a fairly convenient platform from which to operate. You can build ice roads on it. You can operate drilling equipment from it. And it's, I think, in many ways easier than trying to work off of a ship or a barge or something like that.
That's Andy Mahoney, a sea ice researcher at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. He provides information to oil companies and federal regulators on what they can expect of ice thickness, extent, and seasonal duration. Mahoney says that the primary concern he hears from oil companies who want to work on landfast ice is that the window they have to work is shrinking as the Arctic warms.
It's forming later and it's breaking up earlier.
And that means that companies may have to stretch out work from one winter to two. That's apparently happening to Hillcorp, according to regulators familiar with the company's construction plans. According to plans Hillcorp shared with a federal agency in 2015, the company originally thought it could build the gravel island in 1 year, but in an email, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, or BOEM, confirmed that due to, quote, historically abnormal ice conditions in the Arctic, unquote, Hillcorp amended its plans. Now, the company is telling the agency it could take 2 years to build the gravel island. Hillcorp did not respond to a request for comment. There are also other ways that a warming Arctic may affect companies who pursue offshore drilling projects.
With the projections of declining sea ice, you would expect the waves to get bigger and bigger. And in fact, that's what is being seen in the Beaufort Sea.
That's Jeremy Casper, an oceanographer at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Casper is currently leading a study for BOEM, trying to better understand wave and sediment dynamics in the area around Hillcorp's Liberty project. One of the things they're going to do is model how wave height, storm surge, and coastal erosion may change along the whole Beaufort coast and some of the Chukchi coast, decades into the future as the climate warms. Casper says that those changes could mean that companies have to plan for increasing erosion around their pipelines, or alter how they work in higher wave conditions. For example, in shallow areas of the Beaufort Sea.
If you increase the waves, you're talking about bigger boats. Bigger boats, you have to start thinking about dredging, because it's pretty shallow up there.
Earlier this year, the Trump administration proposed opening the majority of Alaska's federal waters to drilling, including Arctic waters. A final plan has yet to be issued, and lease sales have yet to be held. But as warming temperatures change the Arctic landscape, it's hard to imagine that any future drilling operation in Arctic waters could avoid calculating in the effects of climate change. For Alaska's Energy Desk, with help from Elizabeth Harbaugh in Anchorage, I'm Ravenna Koenig in Fairbanks.